Okay, hi. My name is Allie Gilbert, and I'm a sophomore at U of I, and I'm studying elementary education in Spanish.
My name is Sarah Love. I'm a senior studying psychology at the University of Illinois. I also have a minor in criminology.
Hey guys, my name is Michael Grabner. I'm a junior attending the University of Illinois, and I'm studying finance and minoring in economics.
And my name is Saf Malik, and I'm a junior in physics with a minor in education.
Awesome. So our topic today is putting action behind words, and we're focusing on diversity in Greek life.
This conversation, we're kind of pushing the envelope of what it means to be diverse and what diversity actually is. So to start off, we're going to give you our definition of diversity, which is the representation of different social identities, including race, ethnicity, sexuality, gender, disability, religion, and socioeconomic status.
I think in terms of this project, one of the interesting things, for starters, what we did was we sent out a survey to a bunch of different people in Greek life, and they kind of sent back a bunch of responses to questions we had, mainly regarding what they thought diversity was and like how prevalent it actually was in Greek life itself. And something we found that was pretty interesting was, to them, diversity was something obviously different than someone in this class might understand it as. We kind of figured out that they had like almost like a partial knowledge, and they kind of just assumed when discussing diversity we were exclusively talking about race. But like Sarah defined, it is more than just race. It's ethnicity, sexuality, gender, and everything else.
Yeah, and so one of the main reasons we wanted to send out this survey is because before we really dove into our project, we wanted to do some research, and we found that in the past couple of years there's been some anti-inclusive sentiments that's been going on around our Greek life, specifically on our campus, let alone on other campuses in America. And so, for example, in 2015, there were one of the fraternities on our campus was addressing like racist remarks, and there was another fraternity that had a Confederate flag hanging from their window. And we thought that these things, although they were in articles, we really wanted them to have more of a voice and to really, like Sarah mentioned before, push the envelope and really talk about these things, because we believe that we can make a great place for diversity in Greek life. We just have to talk about it more.
Yeah, Allie, and we did ask through the survey questions about these incidents that did occur, and some of the answers we got were very interesting. So the question itself was, in recent years, UIUC Greek organizations have been caught engaging in anti-inclusive actions and statements. How do actions like these impact you as a member in Greek life? And a trend we kind of noticed throughout the responses were that some of them seemed very like defensive, or they framed the answer like it was affecting them personally negatively, and not a lot of them really elaborated on how they could help improve the environment, so maybe these like acts of bias wouldn't happen any further. So an example would be like, someone responded, "It makes people look down on me occasionally for being in Greek life because of what has been put out in the news or said throughout campus." So they're kind of taking this personally, I think, which isn't a bad thing because it can kind of incite this discussion in the first place.
And going off that, we were also able to see how different people view diversity based on their own identities. And we were able to find like how important diversity was when they were joining Greek life. And for those who was important, we found that it was a lot more diverse group, about 50% being non-white, whereas for those that did not find it as important, about only 30% were non-white, which sort of goes to show that those who come from more diverse backgrounds viewed it as more important when joining.
Right. And I think that brings up the important topic of intersectionality, which I know we've touched on a lot throughout the course, but we asked in our survey on like the first page, like how people identify in terms of sexuality, religion, disability, and race and ethnicity. We didn't ask about socioeconomic status, which is one of the things that our survey lacked, but the other things really allowed us to see the different layers of intersections between if like a Muslim woman versus like a white woman in a sorority thought differently, to see if there were any like overlapping significant data points around that.
Something else that was kind of interesting that we found was, like I previously mentioned, most of the people taking the survey thought diversity was mainly targeting race, and that was one of the issues that was prevalent in Greek life. But our results actually show that, like, although a large majority of the people that did respond were white, like, in terms of actual races and, like, what people identify as, it wasn't that bad comparatively to other, like, questions we asked about, such as, like, sexuality. I think I'll have to look more into the statistics and get back to you, but, like, it was approximately, what is it?
I think it was 95.
It was, like, 95% of the people identify as straight, which obviously isn't representative of even the current U.S. population. And then another kind of thing that we found was there was only one person that responded to having a disability. And I think that's a whole nother, you know, topic we could go off of. But it really is a problem when, you know, half or like our entire study was straight and didn't have a disability. And I think that's something we need to look at.
Right. And we did have we had about 21 different fraternities and sororities. We also included cultural sororities and fraternities into our data set. And so it wasn't like we only had like three different sororities right. or fraternities. We had a pretty good amount of variety. And so it's really important to recognize that our data, although it was diverse in terms of like sorority and fraternity, it wasn't diverse in other aspects.
Yeah, and these statistics, they really make you ask the question of accessibility in these sorority and fraternity houses. Since there is only one person with a disability out of the many that we surveyed, being in a fraternity or sorority might not just be a possibility for people with a disability because they can't get into the house physically, which is a huge problem, especially on our campus where we're considered one of the most accessible universities in the nation. It really says something when we can't even have our Greek life organizations at that level of accessibility that maybe the rest of the campus has.
Right, and that kind of brings us to why we're doing this in the first place, because we just want to, we believe since we are on a very diverse campus compared to a lot of others in America, and like Sarah said, one of the most accessible, literally all around campus, we feel like Greek life should be a good representation of that, and we totally believe it has the potential to, but it's just something we realize isn't really representing all of the different backgrounds we have on our campus, and so that's really the problem we're trying to get at.
Yeah, and three of us are in Greek life, and the other two of the five, and the other two, like, know many people in Greek life. It's a big fraction of the campus here. So, and many of, like, all of us here care about things like these topics. So it is interesting to see, like, how a lot of the people, like, that we're involved in, like, also view it, and how the organization as a whole and in terms of individuals' houses see it.
Yeah, I think for me, I work as an RA, and a big part of our job is to really promote inclusivity and diversity in our student housing, in our student housing organizations. And you like to see a nice, diverse, very inclusive community here in housing. And sometimes it worries me to see residents who are rushing Greek life, their concerns about joining Greek life themselves and about how they'll feel included there when they have a completely different experience here that in their minds. So that's my personal connection, I think, to this topic.
Yeah, mine, I know so many people in Greek life, and I'm personally not in it, but I think I might have been more inclined to join if I knew it was more diverse. And I've also heard other people who have had great experiences in it, and I also know some people who haven't had that good of experiences. Even one person in our survey said that throughout her entire time she's been on campus, she's only met 3 100% Black women who are in a like traditional sorority that isn't like a cultural sorority. And so I think by increasing representation, you could make more, even more people inclined to join, and because it would be more of like people would see it more as a welcoming space rather than just thinking about the stereotypes, some true and some false, that people have, that like Greek life is just for white people or straight people or whatever.
Yeah, and then as far as my personal connection, I'm actually on the exec board for my current social fraternity. So I see a lot of things that go on in terms of recruitment practices with, you know, trying to get a diverse group of guys in the house. And kind of what I've noticed as I've been in the fraternity is, as I've been in it, it's gotten more and more diverse. And I think it's kind of similar to education in the fact that when you have a more diverse group of people in the building, it leads to like a more, like, well, in terms of education, like a better learning environment. And then like just in terms of, I guess, like talking to people and having brothers that are diverse, it kind of gives you some cool perspectives and really brings everyone together better, in my opinion. Like I know, for example, there's this one guy that just joined, and he's actually from India, and he's an exchange student. And yeah, it was just great talking to him and seeing how his, I guess, like culture and things are different than mine, but at the same time, we also have similarities. So,
yeah, I used to be on the exec board for my fraternity, and I also noticed that there's a lot of things that, like, you see when you're, like, in charge of people that, like, you don't notice always, but it has, like, opened up more in, like, the time I've been there. And I've noticed how, like, people's perspectives on, like, recruiting, on, like, going out of the way to recruit different members has changed. But I still see that, like, during, like, recruitment time, like, people tend to talk to freshmen that look more like them on average. Mm-hmm. So I think it is just one of those, like, underlying things that needs to be addressed.
Yeah. I think that kind of brings us to some of our, like, solutions that we've been talking about, because how, like, the question I think we've all been thinking about is, like, how do we change it? Like, it's kind of hard to change such a big part of our campus. We're 4 or 5 people who don't really, like, have that much say over the campus. But one thing we kind of realize is that, like, we can encourage people by having these conversations to think about their individual actions, and just see, like, recognize if their individual actions on an everyday basis are inclusive and are respectful and are encouraging of diversity and like advocating for others by being an ally. And if you're doing that, then sometimes that might be all you can do. Sometimes you can do much more, but for the everyday person who might not even be in Greek life, like, that's something that people can work on just to make the campus even more inclusive.
Yeah. And so much of us are on this moving walkway that we talk a lot about in lecture. And that kind of means, if you don't know, that just going with the flow with society, with normal societal standards, not really challenging any beliefs or any biases you may notice, for example, in a specific everyday situation. What we kind of want to do and inspire with this project is to have people go against the moving walkway. And that means actively challenging your biases, actively challenging societal standards and norms, and trying to make a change.
I think specifically what our current plan is and how we're going to change it, or at least try to, is Maybe talk to the university and require fraternities and sororities to go through 2 required workshops a semester. Maybe 1 just generally focusing on inclusivity and why that's important in an organization. And then maybe another talking about recruitment practices. For instance, like if you're specifically talking about recruitment, you can kind of tell like different organizations, hey, like diversity is important just because it's the right thing to do. But at the same time, if you get a more diverse group of guys and or girls in a house, it oftentimes like we previously mentioned, you feel more comfortable, I guess, or individuals tend to feel more comfortable talking to people that they identify with. Well, if you have a bunch of different people that identify differently, they can reach out to more people that I guess they identify with. But at the same time, we also want to talk about kind of getting out of your comfort zone and trying to make a more diverse organization possible. So like I said, we're thinking about doing 2 required workshops, or having the university be like mandated to have 2 required workshops a semester for these organizations. And then potentially also implementing and hosting events between IFC and PHC, which are the overarching governing organizations for fraternities and sororities. And then just kind of as well, just having a connection between the people that are in Greek life and students that aren't, and kind of like reflecting on those actions and promoting inclusivity within everyday life at the university.
Yeah, and one of our questions was, do you think it's necessary for Greek life organizations to work towards inclusivity even when we have cultural houses? And surveying everyone, it was over 75% said yes, that it is something to work towards. And especially those that held leadership positions in their house, it was over 90%. And the ones that didn't say yes just didn't have no answers. They were more on the moderate side. So it is something that a lot of people seem they want to work towards.
Yeah, which is great. I think there was obviously some people who, like we mentioned before, were kind of defensive about it and thought they had bigger issues, which is totally fair because some people might not recognize all the little things that go on underneath the surface regarding like discrimination and everything. But those statistics are really good because it really shows that these like people in Greek life want to make it diverse, and they feel like cultural houses are good because they serve their own purpose, but there should be inclusivity all across the board.
Yeah, and we just think it's especially important since Greek life is such a large portion of our student population, and the culture really just permeates almost every aspect of campus life. So if we have an educated group of people who carry this kind of weight and influence, who are educated on diversity and these sort of inclusivity standards, then it'll be easier to instigate change across the whole campus just because of the influence that this large group has. So I think it's important that we do target Greek life on campuses.
Yeah, and I think we also want to make sure we are not coming across as like we have all of the answers and we think Greek life should be completely different, because that's not where we're coming from. We're coming from a place of diversity is important, and it's something that this university holds really close to its heart and obviously can always be better, but for something that's so big on our campus, we think it should promote more diversity than it does.
Awesome. Do we have any like closing statements? Any points you'd like to make?
Allie, did you want to quickly talk about your interview with the PhD president?
Oh yes. So I will keep her anonymous for the information that she shared, but I talked to the future PhD president for the U of I campus, and she was basically touched on a few things. I asked her several questions similar to the ones that we had in our survey, just regarding diversity and inclusion, and I asked her one specific about what she plans to do in the future with her position. She did mention, though, she is in a sorority right now, obviously, and she said that her sorority has actually taken a lot of steps recently to support the LGBTQ members that are in her sorority, and so they've been doing a lot of different events for that and really showing the support for those, for people in her sorority who are in the LGBTQ community. We're totally unsure if other sororities do that, if other fraternities do that, but I thought that was a really great point that she brought up because I had no idea that they were doing that. So yeah, but she said in the future, as being PHC president, she really wants to, representation was really big for her. She wants to give people a voice and have different people come and talk to people in sororities and fraternities, and she wants to see a bigger mix of cultural houses and sororities and fraternities and kind of blending them all together rather than them being very separate on our campus.
Yeah, and I think in the future, instead of having these events kind of go unknown to the general campus population, leaders of these sororities and fraternities can share these events with the general public, at least occasionally, because that's really going to be what helps promote, like, I don't know, a sense of community on this campus, and that will help kind of distribute ideals of diversity, I guess.
Yeah, and, for sure.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think as it's like, as a broader society, we're moving towards and more inclusive practices. But I think Greek life kind of is, I wouldn't say slower behind the curve, but like, I mean, it's more, things are more stagnant in Greek life. So like everyone said, kind of like promoting these workshops and working with people to like promote diversity, might be better than trying to let Greek life kind of go through the process of doing it organically. But yeah, I mean, I totally agree with what the future PhD president said and what everyone said here today, so.
I hope we can continue to push the envelope regarding this topic and that people take what we're saying and really reflect on their own actions, and if they're in Greek life, reflect on possibly what they can do in their own organization, especially if they have a leadership position, to recognize the importance of this issue and take it further and take it to the next step.
Yeah, change is not unrealistic. Just the amount of leadership positions who filled out our survey was a lot, so yeah. We believe that reaching out to them, since we were able to this easily, they can learn for themselves and hopefully promote like better practices within their organizations. Okay, thank you for listening. We will be pushing the envelope throughout our own actions here at the university too. So we hope any listeners will do their best to do the same.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks again.
Thanks.